How are you today, Terry?
I'm okay, Lisa, but the stock market isn't.
I've been listening. I mean, even when John Williams was on, I was listening to Lauren Lapka go, and now it stumbled, and now it picked, now it stumbled.
Yeah, we shaved off almost 500 points today. So we're now, we were over 48,000. Last week this time, we are now at 46,091.
What's that tell you?
Do you remember 2 weeks, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when I was telling you about Warren Buffett having the largest cash hoard, $380+ billion?
You said that it would have been a Tuesday, and then I was like, I really need to do something with my money. And then the next day, it was like, oh, things are correcting. And I'm like, why didn't I listen to Terry at that
point? No, I don't try and time the market. And as I made the point then, Warren Buffett has that cash hoard because presumably he thinks he wants cash to buy bargains if the market does go down. It's not like giving up on America. He never does that. But I made the point that people should, not young people, because every time you sold, look, we're at 46,000. If you sold it during the pandemic, it got down to, I think, under 18,000. During the 2008 crash, it was, you know, down dramatically. It was always a mistake to sell out of America, except for one thing. When you get to the stage where, okay, I'm about to retire. I'm not putting that $400 a paycheck into it. Okay, I'm planning to live on this money. Okay, that looks like a lot of money. I don't want to lose any of it because, wait a minute, you know. At that point, that's when you lighten up. Now, Buffett owns more T-bills than the Fed does. That's what I call chicken money to the extreme.
Right. So, you know, let's say you are that person you just described. You're concerned because you're going to utilize this money to retire. You're at the age where you're thinking about it. Where is the safe, sweet spot?
Well, so if you're, if this is a really good time to think about this, if you're working still, you cannot take money out of your 401k. It would be taxed anyway. And while you're still working for the company, you cannot do that. But you can move to the sort of the sheltering place inside. 401k plans don't have money market accounts, but they have short-term bond funds. And that might be a place to move some money. If you've already left the company, I wrote an article about 2 years ago that I keep sending out to people, roll over now. Because once you've left the company, you should roll over to an IRA rollover at a place like Fidelity or Vanguard or Schwab. It will all get rolled over. There's no tax consequence into a money market fund. And then you can redecide how much exposure you want to have to the stock market. So this, you know, you want to beat the year-end selling crunch.
All right, here's the deal. I'm just going to be honest with you, Terry. I know I listen to you and I have a 401k that's been sitting there. I no longer work for that person. I didn't roll it over. Okay. So I should just roll it over into an IRA.
Next Tuesday, I'm going to take you by the hand, sit right next to you after during a commercial break. It's that easy to do it,
okay,
and show you how to do a rollover.
Well, it's with Vanguard, so I can really just do it within Vanguard, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just call them up and say, I want to make it an IRA rollover. It'll all go over into a money market fund. You're young enough. You need some money in the equity income fund, something conservative, but you could leave 20-30% in the money market fund and then remember, you got to get back in again. That's what's so hard to time the market. Yeah.
All right. Here comes some questions. Hello, Terry. I just retired from teaching in June 2025, and my husband will retire in June of 2026. I'm thinking about filing this month for my Social Security benefits. Can I apply and possibly get spousal benefits after my husband retires, or do I need to wait until he retires to apply for a spousal benefit? I'm sure my Social Security benefit will be less than a spousal benefit.
Okay, I'm going to give you the one place you can go in a minute, but you didn't tell me if you were at full retirement age yet, this woman who wrote.
Right, this is key.
Okay, you didn't say if you're at full retirement age, which is just at this moment under 67. You do not want to file early for either benefit because they'll be permanently reduced. But the way to strategize this is to go to mysocialsecurity.com. MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. It costs $49. It's a one-time fee. You'll put in your information, your spouse's. They go into the records. They figure out what each of your benefits would be and what strategy you should take to maximize your benefit, not only for 6 months from now, but down the road, if you become a widow, for example, or if life changes, you need to know the long-term big picture of the strategy you should take at claiming time. Okay?
Okay, gotcha. Another question for Terry. Where do you find a fee-based fiduciary? I'm currently with Fidelity, paying 1% of everything, and I don't think that's a smart decision to have my funds professionally managed.
Okay, well, you're talking about a fee-based fiduciary financial planner who will do more than say this much in equities or this in a bond fund or this fund. You want someone who will look over your entire picture. How close are you to retirement? What will your income strategy be? When will you have to start taking required distributions? What's your mortgage situation? What's your tax situation? And by the way, do you have a current will? That's what a fiduciary financial planner does, as opposed to someone you're paying a fee to tell you which funds. And there's only one way I know, and this is, go to terrysavage.com in the top right hand corner, a bunch of boxes with links, find your trusted financial planner, or go directly to a place called WealthRamp, WealthRamp, WealthRamp.com, where my good friend and co-podcaster Pam Kruger will match you with a couple of fiduciaries that she has carefully vetted, so you know you're dealing with someone trusted. And the first interview, by the way, is free, so maybe just look into it and see if this isn't a better approach to your not only your investments, but your whole financial planning life.
What do you think of the Illinois Secure Choice IRAs? That's one of the questions.
I haven't really been following them. I mean, anything that affords the opportunity to build tax-deferred savings is a benefit. I apologize, because my column goes national now. I haven't written anything specifically about that plan.
I want to ask you about the spousal benefit thing, because, you know, we all know Social Security is struggling. They're saying by 2032, but they still allow people to take the most that they can possibly take through taking your spousal benefit when yours would be lower. By the way, that person did text back. They said, I'm going to be 65. I know it's early, but he will be FRA. I don't know what that means.
Full retirement age.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So here's the key thing. Last week on John's show, we did a whole hour with Larry Kotlikoff, the economist who, you know, wrote Get What's Yours from Social Security, and I work with on Social Security Horror Stories, about taking, there's a bunch of questions here. The first question is, they're going to run out of money. Why should I wait till 70?
Right. I heard that whole thing.
You heard that whole thing. So it's not a question of when you break even. It's not even a question of what you think your life expectancy is. You don't insure, as he pointed out, your house for the average fire. You insure for disaster. And Social Security is your long-term inflation-adjusted check. When all your IRA money runs out because you live to 93 or 5, surprisingly, you're going to get a nice big check. That's why you want to wait. Now, this question about when to take yours and when to take your spouse's, and in fact, how to claim. Look, when your spouse retires, you will get, I'm going to say, if you're a woman, you're going to get his benefit, presuming it's larger than yours. And it would be great if he could wait till age 70. I know, by the way, some people need the money at 62. I get that. I'm talking about if you can make the choice, because then your widow's benefit will be his full retirement benefit. Mm. Not so if he waits till 70 and you're only taking his spousal benefit. This is very complex. I'm not trying to tout Larry's program, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, but I've done it. I've worked with people doing it. They'll help you if you get a little confused. This is too significant a decision to make. Again, not for the current check, but for what happens later if he dies first or you die first, to do this by guesswork. And that's why I never answer this directly.
One of our texters said, please tell Terry that I listened to her and I waited to receive my Social Security money until age 70. So good job.
You get a 76% bigger base check at age 70 than if you took it at age 62. That's the base check, on top of which all future cost of living increases get paid.
That's what people can understand. That's the number that people need to
hear.
That's
the big number.
Yes, it's like, yes.
You know, 76%, I don't do percentages very well, but that's like getting close to double. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so exactly.
It's a big, big difference based on your same income, just waiting. If you can. Now, look, why would you? I just want to point this out. There are other monies you can tap, and it may make sense to tap your IRA first and wait that extra 3 years till 70, because it's just an 8% return for every year you wait. And I know people think, oh, the stock market's going to be up 20% every year. Not so. And we've had some up years. We could be in for some down years. This is a guaranteed 8% of your increase for every year you wait.
That's Terry Savage. You will find her at terrysavage.com and on with John Williams tomorrow, correct?
Absolutely, at noon.